An operation is underway to move hundreds of people out of Mount Street in Dublin, where they have been living in tents. The people who are claiming asylum here have been living in tents on the streets for several months after the government failed to provide accommodation for them. The tents were set up around the International Protection Office. A section of the street is closed off to traffic and to pedestrians this morning. A large Garda presence is in place. There are at least five buses parked up nearby, and a number of people have been seen packing up their belongings from the tents. As well as the Gardaí, the HSE and Dublin City Council are also involved in the operation. We are joined now by Aubrey McCarthy, founder and chairperson of the homeless charity Tiglin, which operates the Lighthouse on Dublin's Pier Street, and it has been providing food and other aid to the men. Aubrey McCarthy, you're very welcome, and I know you're not in Dublin this morning, but what is your reaction to what is happening on Mount Street now?
Good morning, Audrey. Well, I have to say that even at the weekend where we did our outreach on Saturday, there was a number of tents on one side of Mount Street and then down Grattan Street and then down Grattan Court. And then I went up yesterday and Mount Street on both sides, there's tents doubling up on both sides. So the situation is absolutely untenable. And even at our outreach hub, which is the Lighthouse on Pier Street, last night we had over 500 people queuing for hot food, clothing, sleeping bags, sanitary products. And also, we are limited to three toilets. So there's a queue then of people trying to wash, trying to use the bathroom. And that certainly has doubled since the start of this year. So even in the last number of days, there has been a huge increase in tents on Mount Street. Last night, there has been an increase at our service, not only, you know, of IPs, we also have a lot of Irish using the service, but the vast majority who came last night are sleeping in tents on Mount Street.
And you mentioned there are three toilets that you have. Do you know how many other sanitary facilities were available to the men on Mount Street?
When I was down on Mount Street on Saturday, there's two portable toilets in around the back of Grattan Court. And that was a real welcome addition. And I will say a lady called Sinead, she was leading a group of volunteers and they put tarpaulins over all the tents. So your listeners will see now the tents going up Mount Street and Grattan Court. They're all now covered with tarpaulins. So the locals are really, really helping and trying to make a difference here. But it's not sustainable. It's not good. There's no sanitary facilities. So these people need to be looked after in another way.
Yeah, and they're being moved now this morning. We don't know where to. We don't know if the men themselves know where they're going. But is it likely to be more tense somewhere else? And maybe will that be more challenging to get the kind of aid that you were providing to them?
See, the problem is it is a perfect storm. Our housing crisis, the numbers coming in, I think we've been sort of caught off guard. And now what's happening with the UK as well. So there's rumours where they're going. We're unsure. I have a few ideas. But what we do at the Lighthouse, it's not just a food bank. We offer services to help those, to get them back on track, to give them as much dignity as possible. And we connect with Safety Net, who then pull up outside the Lighthouse with a portable clinic and you have a doctor on board. We connect with the Irish Refugee Council, who take two of our offices downstairs, and we work well with IPAS. So when you get the agencies working together and the department, we do try to make a difference. Recently, we've introduced phone charging banks. So people come in, they lodge their phone at the start, have their meal. We have entertainment, music, bingo, whatever we can to distract. And then they collect their phone and belongings at the end. So it's to try and offer them a little bit more than sympathy and sandwiches, trying to sort of give them a bit of community. And that's to anybody who comes in.
Yeah. Is it possible for your organisation, Aubrey, then to move, to continue to provide that service wherever the men are moved to next?
Well, we've done it. We've been doing this for 16 years there, but we're not a mobile service. We go out with outreach teams. So it would depend on working with the government. I know we've discussed with IPAS a number of locations to see if we can do more. We haven't done anything as yet. We're stretched on the Lighthouse. The building is absolutely nearly not fit for purpose. It's nearly too busy. But we're looking for other options to see if we can do the same. We've amazing staff, but also, Audrey, amazing volunteers from a lot of companies like EY, KPMG. They come in the evening and they volunteer and they work their socks off.
Where are the men from that you meet who have been sleeping in tents for the last number of months?
A lot of people, in the last couple of weeks now, I noticed a huge influx of Palestinians. A lot of guys, last night I was talking to a guy called Ajam. He's come through Jordan. He's here 2 days. And then he came through, I don't know how he got here, but it was through Belfast. But a lot of Palestinians. So they fled Gaza and what is happening over there. So the English wouldn't be wonderful with a lot of the guys that come in, but you know they're fleeing a difficult situation. You also have countries such as Senegal, Eritrea, Afghanistan features quite a lot as well. And what we try to do in our service managers, we always say, trying to give them, let them know that there's somebody who supports them out there so they're not arriving in a foreign country and being moved again.
Thank you very much for joining us this morning. Aubrey McCarthy, founder and chair of Tiglin, and they operate the Lighthouse on Dublin's Pier Street, which has been providing food and other aid to the men who have been sleeping in tents on Mount Street.